FPNL is building three large photovoltaic-based solar generation plants in Florida, one each in DeSoto and Martin counties, and one in the Kennedy Space Center. The company will spend $730 million to build the 110-megawatt facilities, adding about $1.14 to the monthly bills for each of its 4.5 million customers. Obama described the benefits of the plants.
With the flip of a switch, FPNL has moved the solar panels behind me into a position where they can catch the sun's rays. And now, for the very first time, a large-scale solar power plant, the largest of its kind in the entire nation, will deliver electricity produced by the sun to the citizens of the Sunshine State. And I think it's about time. And over the next three decades, the clean energy from this plant will save 575,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions, which is the equivalent of removing more than 4,500 cars from the road each year.
Obama noted that moving towards clean energy will take more than adding solar and wind generation. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 is targeting $787 billion to stimulate the economy. The Obama administration is dedicating $3.4 billion of that towards improving energy efficiency and reducing pollution in the national electrical system. An additional $4.7 billion will be invested by utilities, bringing the grid investment to a total of $8.1 billion.
I'm pleased to announce that under the Recovery Act, we are making the largest ever investment in a smarter, stronger, and more secure electric grid. This investment will come in the form of 100 grants totaling $3.4 billion. Some of the projects involve modernizing old, inefficient transmission lines that just waste too much energy. But most of the projects that are receiving grants involve the installation of what are known as smart meters, devices that will have a direct benefit for consumers who want to save money on their electric bills. For example, even as Florida Power and Light is bringing this solar plant online today, it also is deploying hundreds of thousands of these smart meters in people's homes throughout Florida.
Existing meters measure usage over the monthly billing cycle. Smart meters also measure usage by time of day and day of the week. Time of day usage data allows utilities to charge based on their actual generation costs, which are much higher during hot weekday afternoons when the load on the grid is at its peak. Since electricity cannot be stored in a large scale, additional high-cost peaking generators are activated to meet the afternoon demand, making electricity much more expensive during the peak time relative to weekends and at night. Based on time of day costing, individuals and small business owners can turn up thermostats, defer clothes washing and other tasks to nights and weekends to lower their bills. Obama noted that making these changes won't be easy.
The creation of a clean energy economy has to be made as swiftly and carefully as possible to ensure that what it takes to grow this economy in the short, medium, and long term is no longer delayed. And I'm pleased to report that a consensus is growing to achieve exactly that. Consensus between Democrats and Republicans, environmentalists and evangelicals, labor leaders, and especially so many business leaders like Lou that are ready to jump on board because they understand that the growth of clean energy can lead to the growth of our economy. Now, I have to be honest with you, though. The closer we get to this new energy future, the harder the opposition is going to fight, the more we're going to hear from special interests and lobbyists in Washington whose interests are contrary to the interests of the American people. It's a debate between looking backwards and looking forward, between those who are ready to seize the future and those who are afraid of the future. I know what the American people are capable of when they're called upon to meet big challenges. I know it because I've seen it here in Arcadia and I've seen it all across America. This is the nation, after all, that harnessed electricity and the energy contained in an atom, that developed the steamboat and the modern solar cell, that connected a continent with a massive system of highways and railroads, and I believe we can blaze such trails again.
Obama noted that smart meters have the potential of saving $20 billion in annual electricity costs and will allow some new plant construction to be deferred. The bulk of the $267 million Florida investment will be directed to FPNL and Lakeland Electric. The only Tampa Bay spending will be a small amount potentially going to the University of South Florida, which worked with FPNL on the development of their smart grid plans. FPNL Chairman and CEO Lou Hay voiced his support for this smart grid investment and for his optimism in keeping the momentum for change up.
When you promised to double the nation's supply of renewable energy within 3 years, I said, sign me up for that. And when you promise to make renewable energy, the profitable kind of energy, the CEO and me said, sign me up for that too. There's no doubt that renewables business was on its deathbed after the financial market meltdown. And the provisions in the Recovery Act that you signed made a big difference in reviving it. And thank you very much for that. And with the right policies in place at the national and the state level, we can do a lot more.
Notably absent at Tuesday's announcement was Governor Crist, who has tried to distance himself from Obama since entering the Senate race. Crist spoke with reporters in Tallahassee Tuesday morning, noting that he was unaware of Obama's presence on Monday at separate events in Jacksonville and Miami. He commented, "Where was he yesterday? First I've heard of it." For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson.